This is a question from Aikido. Aikido says, my birth is March 21st, 3-2-1, March the 3rd month, 2-1. Is there any significance to this, Ion?
Well, yeah.
What is the significance?
It's just before 4-3-2 and just after 2-1-0.
And then he said, I just cropped a small digital photo today, and then it's garbled. Then he says, do these numbers suggest anything for me, Ion? When these numbers appear, are they portals nearby for me to engage to travel to other worlds?
Not necessarily, but the angles can lead to portals, because numbers are just representation of angles.
He says something about these tiny, curly, worm-like microbes within the periphery of his vision.
Oh, he's seeing them. The eyes have it.
He says he doesn't know how to describe them. They are transparent and lacking color. Each has several bubbles or cells in the body. Depending on the lighting condition, I could also see specks of star-like white lights moving in unison with the worms.
Yeah, they'll turn into little spikes that look like little needles, and then the inside of those cells will be like a burnt umber or a reddish hue of a yellow pitch. Might even be a blue background around it, and that's just a ramification of that which is coming, Aikido.
He says, since I enjoy being surrounded by them, could you help me to engage with them more dynamically to have fun and further stretch my
mind? We absolutely would be absolutely delighted to share that with you, yes. When you're ready, it will be made available.
Then he mentions grasshopper as in kung fu, not Dennis as an easy rider.
Just to be clear, right? Not to be confused with Adam Sandler, right?
He's saying it's just my way to try to connect myself with the non-physical. Now, to try to connect yourself with non-physical, I understand that's not necessary. You are connected with your non-physical. So what are people really trying to say?
They're trying to recognize in their physical that they already have a limitless supply of power in their physical. They have the answer to all. They know all. They be all. They can create anything they want, anytime they want it, any way they want it. But they get crossed up with the authority issue because they jump-started or bypassed and started using their brain, the mind, for something that they never originally created the mind to do. All the mind's job and responsibility is to respond to the neuropathic pathways of the nerve endings in the body. And you now sort of derailed its default setting and try to make it to be a qualifier of thinking, of considering, of choosing, of wiggling everything out into how it fits into the simple labyrinth of your mind. Well, if you did a little bit of that, okay, fine, but then it became a thinking man's job. Then, Bob, a thinking man's business. Well, now all of a sudden you've usurped the whole process and shut down 95% of your brain function because it's all focused on your short-term, long-term memory lining up with that which you know by default. Well, as you line that up by default, then all of a sudden you end up with more damn questions than you ever hope to get in damned answers. So that's why we said from the beginning of this work on that answers will be questioned. So what the point is, you've used so many words, stones, with language, which is the mortar, and you smeared it between these words of creation, which are important, but smeared these walls so thick that you've now confounded yourself into a labyrinth, a maze of choices, none of them leading anywhere. That's why back in the first year, Bob says, well, it's great fun playing with Ion. You can't know nothing. You can't find out nothing. You can't figure out nothing. Boy, it's just bliss not knowing nothing about nothing. And anytime you get to where you know something, then you can't know nothing. And we'd like to thank our kind sponsors of the Marshall McLuhan Hour at this point, that he spent his whole life trying to point that out. To the point that they go, well, maybe it's not that Ion is screwing it up. It's maybe it's the individual labyrinths, plural, as most of you have a mind, except for that Brady man. He has only half a mind. That half a mind to engage in this process of this labyrinth that you created for your very own self. I dug a hole. I'm in a hole. I don't like the hole I'm in, and yet I dug the hole. So the only way I'm going to get out of it is to dig a deeper hole. To the point that you can't even dig a deep enough hole because you can't throw the dirt out of the hole. So now you have to set the dirt aside to have a side hole so to have a place to put the dirt so the dirt doesn't fall back in you on the hole. And at the end of the day, the rabbit hole, you end up buried in your very own dug hole.
So Akito says, I had several funny visiting guests so far, but 3 weeks ago, one small grasshopper was particularly fun, jumping all over the room and kept landing on my left shoulder again and again. I kept the windows open. After a while, I got annoyed and carefully threw him out the window, but he kept jumping back into the room again. This story may sound corny, but please note this. I live on the fourth floor apartment. A small grasshopper doesn't have wings until its body gets bigger to grow wings, like those nasty swarm of locusts destroying cornfields. Now, how did this little guy without wings able to jump from the ground to the fourth floor over and over again, and eventually landed on my left shoulder every time? He had no wings as long as I recall, and he showed up two nights in a row.
Mm-hmm. Living in the land of promise, that's what happens. J.W. had a very similar experience on the 63rd floor of a hotel in Hong Kong, and outside the window was this huge, big, beautiful monarch butterfly. Well, the wind gale was probably 40 miles an hour at that height right there in the bay in Hong Kong, and the little butterfly was just floating around and stayed there the whole time he did.
Well, what was the butterfly then?
You have grasshoppers, butterflies, things like that are not necessarily judged by what you qualify as an anomaly. The butterfly and the grasshopper didn't know it was inappropriate.
He asked, is the window the grasshopper came in a portal of some sort?
Certainly.
So the grasshopper came from another world?
Certainly could have, and or back and forth. Because don't you find it odd of how you have these things that become extinct? How could it possibly be that anything become extinct? And if it is extinct, then where do new things come from? You're finding new things all the time. Well, these portals happen just that way. Laid out perfectly in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and Thanks for the Fish, where all of the dolphins say, we really appreciate it all, and we're out of here. And they all leave. So now dolphins are extinct. But then they blow the world up, so I guess it serves them very well to leave just in the, quote, nick of time. So things are coming and going always. From our perspective, it's not even too anomalous.
Also, you're saying that the butterfly can be up there because it's not following our laws of physics or geography.
Exactly.
That's pretty unusual for a monarch butterfly to be that high up.
Well, exactly.
Okay, Joe in Los Angeles, big ups to Akito. Ion, can you please tell us a little more about those transparent microbe-like things that are swimming in the air?
No, in your eyes, not in the air.
When I focus on one, it begins to sparkle in a round shape and then return to a filament in a bubble. Thanks.
And the wheels on the bus go round and round.
Akito got the details of these worm things for him, and it was basically what he will see in the future when he has the living water.
Or red belts, whichever.
Are you saying that the living water will just be a trend like the red belts?
No, no, no. We're talking about getting better and things having fun and blah, blah, blah. That's what that's all regarding. Either both will be the fastest path to joy, but it's not an either or. It's a both and. There's no limitation here.
Joe is getting the worms, too.
Ooh. Oh, Lord, now everybody's wormy. Now you've done it, Bob. Now you got to deworm everybody.